his word. His word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Whenever you believe in the word of God,
you are believing in God himself. He is the word.
Hallelujah.
And welcome to the God of Our Nation program on another Sunday of the month.
Hallelujah.
We greet you and we also say Bulavinaka to everybody here in Fiji. And thank you for logging in today. Nakabakale, we became the Central Division. You're actually having a Mission Sunday today in a different zone. Thank you. We've been seeing the post this morning on everything that you have been doing, our preparations, social distancing. A lot of work has been done. And thank you to all the zone that have gone out of their way in the Central Division to bring about this morning to have the Mission Sunday, Serua Region, English. We have Namboa and Suba Region, not forgetting Nakasi and Nasinu. And we also would like to welcome our foreign.
Yes. For those of you in Australia, welcome Brisbane, Gold Coast, Wagga Wagga, hey, not forgetting Sydney, Central and West, also Melbourne and other cities that you are tuning in this wonderful morning. Not forgetting Taltala Rimac and Taltala Ngase in Griffith. Okay. We welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In New Zealand, we welcome you, Central and also Manurewa, North Shore.
Then we have Tauranga.
Tauranga.
Taupo.
Napier.
And welcome Rotorua and also in Napier.
Yes. And also welcome Vanuatu, Taltalanga Sisaula, tuning in. We take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of
our Lord
Jesus Christ. Not forgetting those in the north, in England, and England South, England Central, and also Scotland, Northern Ireland. We take this time to welcome
you, Europe,
in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also welcome you that are worshiping in your worship center, in the western, also in the northern and the islands. We welcome you this morning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting in the southern Lau, in the Muka, Mothe, Komo, and Ongea, Bulaminaka, this wonderful morning. In Kandabu, we welcome you. In the south, in the central, in Bunisea, Kavala, we take this time to welcome you all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Also greetings to you in Northern Ireland, Talanga Sepisai, Ralakuta, and also Auntie Steri. We say greetings all the way from Fiji to you out there in Northern Ireland, being on your own. Thank you for all the commitment and everything that you continue to do. Bolivinaka to everybody, like what we said today. We've all, just said our greetings to all the new Methodists because they're having Mission Sunday. Not only that, some of them are worshiping God through their worship centers. And we also say a special welcome to those of you who do not belong to new Methodists.
Yeah.
Maybe you belong to other denomination, but you always look forward to this program every Sunday of your life. Since COVID, we stand today to say Bolivinaka. Thank you for taking the time to listen in. And also to those of you who do not believe in God at all. Somehow you always tune in on Sunday. And today we would like to say welcome. If you don't believe in God, maybe after this session, after hearing every Sunday, then you will believe that there is a God and his name is Jesus. We'll continue to talk about him because we've seen and known how good he has been and continue to be because he's a faithful God. And to those of you who do not have anything to do and maybe just having coffee or smoking a cigarette away out there in the porch, hangover from the night before, and not really keen on doing anything today, but you're hearing from a distance, and also maybe you're watching from a distance. We take this time today to say Bulavinaka, and thank you for that time, and thank you for tuning in this morning.
Not forgetting those in Hawaii, Taltalanga Setukana,
and Auntie Nena,
and Talavika,
and, Talvika,
and in the mainland, Taltalanga Sisi, Taltalanga Chovesa, and all those that are tuning from the mainland of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Whatever city, and you're not a member of New Methodist, but you are hungry for the word from the homeland, we greet you in the mighty name the wonderful name, the matchless name
oh, hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ.
Also, greetings to the Wanganyivanu family all the way from Pennsylvania. Thank you for the commitment that you continue to do and support the ministry. Thank you so much for being out there, but yet you never forget about your homeland in Fiji and your commitment, even though you're not members of the New Methodist, but you're very supportive in every sense of the word. And also to Wanganyivanu, Auntie Lemba, thank you very much for your sitting and everything that you're going to do all the way from California. And you know, being supportive, and we are so blessed. Thank you. We have ASP, that's ASP TV, Tandusi Lele's sister, and it's a pleasure and also a joy to know that the word of God that being shared from here from on this platform become a blessing in your life from, you know, different parts of the world.
Not forgetting those rugby boys in France,
yeah,
in Italy, and also in Romania, Mulabinaka, Nunibinaka Tugani, Rawanga and the family. And also the rugby boys in Japan, in New Zealand, and not forgetting Uncle Serebi and Auntie Kara.
Yes, all the way to
Seattle. We take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe if we are not mentioning your name, but you always look forward to this program, God of our nation, the God of Fiji,
yes,
we take this time to welcome you. And for quite some time now, we are talking about, hallelujah, against all odds,
yeah,
that God can do it. Our God can do it. Paul said, I can do all things. Yes, all things. Anything, all things. Because Jesus Christ who has strengthened me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that is the challenge that we have this time. When we are faced with any pandemic or any problem that are so greater in magnitude,
yeah,
that our God can handle it. He's already done it before.
We do it again.
And he'll do it again. He's doing it now, right now. And he can do it again. Can do it to us and can also do it to
your
you.
Your life, yeah.
Regardless of the situation, whether you believe in God or not, just welcome to the program. And we believe that the God that we serve, his presence in this,
yeah,
in this place, his presence in this studio,
hallelujah,
in Turek in Suba, will come through the screen and touch somebody's heart. Because the reason why he died on the cross is just because of you. It's just because of us and because of,
hallelujah,
of everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten,
oh, yeah,
Son, the only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish,
but have everlasting life.
And have, yeah, everlasting,
so you need
life
to believe in him. You must believe in him.
Yes.
Well, most of us during the pandemic that we are going through, or you know, the post-COVID period at this time, like this program started during the COVID.
Yes.
We thought that it was a good platform for us to be able to share with you on how to manage the little things you have and how to cope with life as you are, you know, struggling through. And just this morning we were talking about it. You know, life has begun to move on, and the normalcy begin to seep in very slowly. And a lot of people sort of gotten back to normal, but there's quite a few percentage of our of our crowd here in Fiji, or you may be logging in today, that you haven't even gone into the half mark. You know, like you're still struggling. Your mortgages are still piling up in arrears. Your pending payments, your debts, it's very overwhelming. And there's a lot of, setback on your finances that you haven't had the time and the finances and the resources for you to be able to fix it. But you're trying to maintain as you go by. And every time as you go by, you know, it seems like you cannot handle, like it's overtaking you in such a big way. So this morning we would like to, you know, as we were talking about it this morning, I don't want us to rush to the fact that everything is normal. No. Some of us are still struggling. And some are struggling with maybe like what we always mentioned, you used to have two, now there's only one of you working. And some with two resources, now with absolutely nothing coming in. So you have a different level of your lack in every areas of your life. And maybe to some family, some of the children still haven't gone to school yet because of the repercussion of everything that your parents have gone through and what life is, you know, as it is. And some of you, maybe you were staying in a place, you have a place to rent or you have a place to stay. And with what happened during the COVID-19, you don't have a place to stay. So the priority was looking for a place to stay.
Hallelujah.
And the priority was putting food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So school was sort of like, you know, not really the priority. It's right at the back of your list. And some of you are still there. You're still trying to get your children back to school, fix your life. Whatever area and whatever level. And as we were talking about this morning, and I believe it has been, you know, no one is new to this. There's a lot of domestic violence happening at home, a lot of things happening at home. And we believe domestic violence, whatever that is happening, it's not just the differences between them, you know, husband and wife, or differences within the family. It's all these things that are contributing factor to that. The no money, the no food, the struggle of life. Like you don't know what to do. You don't know how to cope with it. For gentlemen of the house, we can then turang and the money vale, the liuta kachuna matubale, and don't want to make out live in a weekend and another kadaka. Bakae, you could two bakan to hungere the sasagan in Doraka, Bukiko. Kimabala, none on the precious, I took Saradake, very vulnerable. Balatan in the Redabanga Casa, Lakalakanelonda, a tubutolon on the Nra, a sona Kalalevaya, a contributing factor Sarak on the kind of bullet can be singer, when the Bakanum is singing like a canevale, we can now, Salkatubutu and the Vitano, Katubutu Vitano, Quaco to Mikin and the Vival and doing the domestic violence actually rising because individual men and woman, or husband and wife, or mother and father, you know, cannot fix the problem that they're facing, the problem of taking ownership, the problem that they used to have a good fix before, they used to have a good job, they can, you know, you just every fortnight or every week or every month, that money comes in and actually fix your life. But now with that stopped or with that reduced or, you know, a lower level of that coming in, faced with this stress and it's right there before you. You don't know what to do with it. And most of you have got a lot of children. I've got 4 children and I've got 7 grandchildren. And I've got another friend of my grandchildren that lives with us at home. And I know what I'm talking about. It can be such a, you know, look so tedious, but it can be so overwhelming, the fact, okay, what will they eat today? What will they take to school? So those kind of thoughts, na baka samataka na kawaya, eh, kota may na pressure nondo bula, baka nda sasigani kila, may na softa kawara. Kaya niyongan na nga vital no, kina sa tumutunga eva, kina vital no, contribute to the domestic violence. So when you're logging in today, we can turn a new Methodist, like we always teach you, you know, this teaching that we've been sharing with you, it doesn't only happen during COVID. That's new Methodist teaching from when it started until today. And I believe God has trained you for this time, for this season, which means that you need to rise up, be, you know, the end time financier, the kingdom economics that we talk about for this program, for the God of our nation.
Yes.
It's against all odds and the kingdom economics, which means whatever it is, no work, no money, no food, nothing over here. Those are the odds of your life. Whatever are those odds, with God, through his kingdom economics, you're not defined by the current status of the world or the current status of our nation. You are defined because you're a child of God. So you will rise, stand up, and you help to define these odds to kingdom economics. And part of it is the end-time financial.
Yes.
And end-time financial, like we've always shared, you know, it's no longer you. You don't think about yourself. You think of your God, like the word joy. Joy, J for Jesus, O for others, and Y for yourself. So you become the last. You know, when you look around through the love of God, you look at people through the eyes of God, you love people through the heart of God, regardless of their different ethnic groups, different denominations, maybe they're not believers, whatever. As long as they're human being, they're around you, and you know, you look at them, you love them. They may be sinners, yes. No one is perfect, not even one, including ourselves. No one is perfect. We're not righteous. Everybody's got a weakness there. And you need to love them. Love them. And when you love them, then you think of Jesus because you believe that he gave you life and also he gave them life. And others, when you know, you have your resources. Maybe you have something at home or you eat your meal and it's sort of like there's a lot of leftover. Think of others around you or think of other family that the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will burden you for you to help. And you as the last. Because when you think of those things, you know, the very thing you don't think for yourself, God thought that thought for you.
And not only that you lost your job, no income as before.
Amen.
One thing that Jesus said, that the peace I will give to you.
Hallelujah.
It's not what the world is giving to you. So even before this pandemic, the abuse in domestic violence, the abuse towards women and the children were already on the rise. Hallelujah. Why? Amen. Because people are not feeling the peace that only God can do.
Give, yeah.
Yeah. Only God. Jesus said, the peace that I will give to you is not like the world that will give it to you. The world means money, your position, the house that you build, the latest car that you drive.
Yeah.
No, there is something in our life that we need God. And God can come into our life through his word.
Yes.
And that's why we need the word of God to come in and settle in us. No food, we have peace.
Yeah.
When there is no money, we have peace. People and the world will not understand. They will not understand until the Spirit of God comes to us. And you are not worried about all these things.
Yeah.
The Bible says, offer to God, tell God, voice to God, everything that you need because he will direct your
path. Yeah.
And during this pandemic, this is the best time to throw everything to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You tell God what you're going through. You write a letter to God. Write it on a piece of paper and tell God your list and tick it as you move along.
Yeah.
And I tell you, my friend, this God that filled the three million people, this same God can happen in our life today.
Yeah.
The God that provide for the manna every morning to 3 million people for about 40 years can do it again today. Hallelujah. The God that provide the people to walk on a dry land, he can do it again today. What is too difficult for God to do? The Bible says, what is impossible with men is possible with God. And that's why against all odds is a message for you
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Yeah.
Maybe the people around you or even your boss in your workplace can move on with this life. But you are struggling every day.
Amen.
You know exactly what you are struggling with. Even the world. It's more important to move on with business, with the world, with the travel. But you know the problem that you're facing.
Amen.
But remember, God also knows the things that you are going through. So we are encouraging, hallelujah, through testimonies. Through sharing.
Yes, you need to believe. You really need to believe. You know, there may be elements of your life that you've experienced and you say, oh, there is no God. Or you've been praying for years and then he doesn't really answer. You don't see the fruition of your prayer. And then you begin to doubt God. We would like to, you know, encourage you and also invite you to give him another chance, another opportunity once more. If it means during this time, then maybe this is a crucial time for you, for you to completely trust him.
In fact, this is the best time to trust God.
This is a best time to trust God, to give everything to him off your list, and the best time to trust God to give everything that you have that can help not God only with the God's kingdom and things of his kingdom, but to help people around you. So you need to, you know, increase your faith.
You believe God through your words.
Yes, but not through your deed or your action.
Yeah.
So you need to believe him. Because if he says in his word that in Jeremiah 32:27, when he said that I am a God of all mankind, what can I not do? That's the truth of his word. If he says that in the word of God, in the Bible, that is accessible to anybody, you're logging in today, believers and unbelievers alike, you pick up the Bible, Jeremiah 32:27, that's exactly the word of God to you. You know, he is the God of all mankind. You know, that verse, if you take it and you meditate on it and you believe in it, it's not going to come and wipe out maybe overnight. No, it's a process that you are part of it, and you need to be willing. And as you grow through with it, you begin to, you know, love him more and trust him more, and you begin to step out in the unknown, believing no one else will help you but him. And you need to believe in His word. It says in Luke 1:37, you know, with God, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. So whatever you're sitting on today, or you're trying to buy a house, buy a property, you're trying to buy a car, and then you begin to think, okay, it might not happen because it's this period, it's like this. No, you stand on the promises of His word, because absolutely nothing is impossible with Him. Everything is possible with God. You need to believe in Him. According to the truth of His word in Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord asked Jeremiah, Jeremiah, what do you see? And then he spoke His word. And I said, I will watch over my word until it come to pass. So every word that is written in the Bible, and the Bible that you are holding in your hand, na bolo tambi kutori chikungori, na vosa keveni kloe tukuno kwa evole chikuno nono vosa, e kakwa, au na wana na wana nongo vosa, meada vaniado na nongo vosa. Kebala kebaka, if he's watching over his word, kebaka wana na wachuko na nono vosa, and it says, with God, nothing is impossible. Oh man, hallelujah. Kebala kerevi chikokwa, na kakevini na mumbula. Nothing is impossible. So when you're sitting today, when you're listening in today, I need you, like what I always say and recommend to new Methodists, get a journal and a Bible. Wherever you go for church or you go anywhere, always have your prayer journal with you and also have your Bible with you. Because whatever you hear, you write it down. Whatever you're going through, you write it down. Because you're trying to tell God, you know, I'm really serious about this thing. So if you do and you have your book or you grab a paper or grab something to write on, as we speak today, I need you to write down the things you're going through. Like what I said, your children still haven't gone to school. There's a lot of mortgages sort of like overtaking you a few months into arrears. And there's a lot of debts. Maybe calls have come in and take bailiff have taken the things that you've taken out from home centers or other shops that you know, still having payments with. A lot of things that are happening. I need you to pen that down. I need you to write it down. Because I need you to write it down and you're going to apply this word. And every time you say, God, according to the truth of your words, you tell me that with you nothing is impossible. According to the truth of your words, you shared that you are the God of all mankind. What can you not do? And according to the truth of your words in Numbers 23:19, that you say that I am not a man to lie. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, what promises, whatever is written in the
his
Bible,
word.
What promises, the word of God that is written
his
out
word.
There. Every word that is written in the Bible, those are his promises. And what is his promises when he says, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? That's his promise. And then he said, you know, I will fulfill all my promises. So every word spoken, every word written, know today, those are his promises. And once spoken, he will never take it back. Once spoken, he will make sure it happens. So you need to do your part. Rise up, pick the word of God, meditate on it, and read it over your list. Because we will guide you, and I will, you know, we will do the Holy Communion over that list that you have. Maybe you say, oh, I'm okay. You know, I'm okay now. Don't just look at now. You know, you project with God through the Holy Spirit. We'll guide you into the deep things. As it says in 1 Corinthians 2:10, that the Spirit of the living God will guide you, you know, and reveal to you the things that are deep, the things that it's out there that you don't know. He will convict you through the power of His Holy Spirit.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan.
Hallelujah.
I have for you.
Amen.
And the plan I have for you is to prosper.
Hallelujah.
Listen to that verse.
Amen.
It's a time of pandemic. It's a time of struggle.
Hallelujah.
It's a time of slavery. And yet God said, I alone knows the plan I have for you. With your mortgage reaching the sky.
Hallelujah.
With your money minus in the bank, or whatever you're going through in this life, the Bible says that I alone knows the plan for you.
Hallelujah.
And the plan I have for you is to prosper you.
Yeah, never to harm
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Never to harm you.
Yeah.
And have a future that you hope for. My friend, brothers and sisters, that is the word of God. So when Jeremiah 1:12 wrote down what God said, I will watch over my word.
Hallelujah.
God's eyes will be on his word.
Amen.
That's why you need to get into the word, because the eyes of God is watching his word. You want yourself to be on the pupil of God's eye.
Amen.
You want your image to be on God's eye. Get into his word. Because he said, I will watch over my word.
Hallelujah.
If anything God watch over, he will watch over his word. So my friend, get into the word.
Hallelujah.
So the eyes of God will be on you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And the Bible says, if somebody touch you, It's like touching the apple of my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. And that's why you will walk under open heaven wearing a coat of many colors. So whatever pandemic come, you don't feel the pandemic.
Amen.
Because you are operating under open heaven and you are wearing the coat of many colors.
Hallelujah.
And it's a blessing to know. It's not because you have a position in the church. It's not because the name of the church. It's because of His word.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we are sharing something that we went through in this life. Back in 1995, we were still in the Methodist Church in the Namaka Circuit. We start to experience that this God is real.
Hallelujah.
He's not a God of Sunday only.
Yeah.
He's not a God of church. He's not a God of denomination. He's a God of all mankind.
Hallelujah.
If any is anything too difficult for God to do. And that's why it's very, very important. Brothers and sisters, focus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Because He's the author
and the finisher of your faith. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the author. That means think over, start off, and put it into places. And the perfecter, He finishes it and makes sure it's complete.
Hallelujah.
Not only complete, the perfect.
Best.
The best.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we invite you today, join a church. Hallelujah. Join the church, read the Bible, because God is real.
Hallelujah. In John 1:1, it says, you know, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So every word of God, every Bible verse that is out there, you know, within your reach, in your hand, that you can read, that's the Word of God. And what's the Word of God? The Word of God is God Himself. So when you meditate the Word of God, when you meditate the Bible verse in your mind, you know, whatever that you read out of the Bible, that's actually God, and it's there with you. So it becomes the thought of God. You become, you know, an element in the thought of God. Because when He looks, like it says in Isaiah 49:16, you know, your name is written, engraved on the palms of my hand. And He said, your walls are ever before me. So it's me, it's Him, it's you, people here, everyone logging in today. Your name is actually engraved on the palms of His hand. And our walls are ever before Him. So whatever that we're going through, whether we lack or whether we don't have anything or whether we are crying, you know, whether your children needing to eat or you needing finances.
Oh, hallelujah.
All those things are in His eyes. He's actually watching you. Like what Gasilev is sharing with us this morning. So we are going to take on the bull and the when the car corn in the give ups, I mean the kakun in the
Makalomanikanda.
No. You speak forth words of hope. You speak forth with that confidence, knowing that you'll be good. If somebody's asking, even though you have nothing at home, if they're asking, okay, are you people good? Yes, we are good. Do we have anything to eat? We are good. By professing, confessing, and saying it aloud, God is going to work, you know, on that. Because you say it out of faith, even though you know nothing is there. But you believe in your heart that it's going to be good.
Hallelujah.
Not going to be good because of your doing. No, it's going to be good because of His doing. Because you no longer, you know, have the authority, the power to be able to bring to pass or bring around the things that you hope for. But He is able and He is capable. And, you know, it's amazing if you give Him an opportunity.
Amazing.
It's amazing what He can
Hallelujah.
Do. It's mind-boggling, you know, because that's why it says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, that no eyes can see, no ears can hear,
and never enter into the heart of man.
What God prepared
you
for those who love Him.
You know that God is preparing
Hallelujah.
Something good.
Yes.
That every day is new.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We always sing that chorus. Every day with Jesus is
sweeter than the day before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we are challenging
yes.
brothers and sisters. It's not a myth. It's not a tukuni. It's not a story.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing when you walk with God.
Hallelujah.
Because He already done it. Imagine the 3 million people walking in the desert. When you go to the Middle East and you walk through the desert,
Amen.
You go to the Sinai Peninsula where our boys in. And you drive over to Eilat and you go to the Dead Sea. I tell you, my friend, the atmosphere, the heat, you cannot stand it in one day. But they were living there, walking through for 40 years. And God provide for the food.
Yeah.
And God provide for the clothes. Even their feet grow with their shoes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, their shoes have to grow with their feet. And that is what God can do. What else that you need, my friend, for God to do and then you believe His word?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why the word is written for us to have a reference point that the word of God says so. And I must believe, because the Bible says the plants die and the flowers wither.
Hallelujah.
But the word of our God remains forever. Jesus said in Mark 13:31, the heaven may pass away, the earth may pass away, but my word, none of those words that comes from my mouth, that will pass
never
away.
Return void.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Whatever he said, it will happen. And that's why we are encouraging.
Isaiah 55:11. You read that for you. Because every word that he spoke and every word that he sent will never return to him until it's done what it's being sent for. You need to write it down. And for those of us, you know, like we are getting maybe past the half line of, you know, getting back slowly into normal, and everything looks a little bit normal than what it was during COVID, and you begin to see, you know, like it's beginning to be okay. I would like to encourage us for you to, you know, to stand and look out. There are other people around you that need something. You know, it can be food, it can be the little things that has you have maybe two or three of it at home. And I remember last week, because I bought this packet of juices for my grandchildren. They used to take it to school. And after sometimes I see they keep on taking it. And a few lunch boxes when I open, or their lunch bag when they come back, I see the juice bag still there. And then I'll be asking them, what happened? Why didn't you have your juice? And why can't you give it to any child who would want to have it? So that got me thinking. So I went back and checked the stock of their juices, and I look for children around me that can use it better. So there may be something out there that you know you're not using it well. And the Holy Spirit will lead you that there are other children around you, or there are other families around you. They don't need to belong to the same churches you go to. Like what I said, when you look out, it's not about the church. It's not about going to the same church. It's not about belonging to the same family. It's all about everybody that's out there, because God created all of us. So you need to have that feeling of loving everybody around you, because this God, he remains faithful even when we are not. So when we talk about the end time finances, it's actually about that. Like you stand in the middle and you become the person to receive from God and actually give out to the people around you.
You become a vessel.
Yeah, you become a vessel, like a middle person in actual fact. Nothing goes to you. You stand in the middle. You receive, because God trusts you and know fully well that you wouldn't take it for you, and he knows that you will hear him well. I'm talking to those that have, you know, actually reached that level of believing in God, and you know it's a little bit normal at home. I would like to encourage you to move a little bit further. Like what we said when this program started, we were taking you slowly from believing, checking the people around you, checking the kind of words that you say every day, the kind of life that you live every day, in actual fact, like preparing the condition for God to be able to come and be part of your life. Because when he does, you know, you have nothing to say, because he does all for you. And when you reach that stage, then you begin to trust God more. And not only he gives enough only for your family or for you, he gives you more than enough for you to be able to receive and look out for others out there. And that's one thing. Thank you, Australia. Thank you, New Zealand. And thank you for some Tautangase zone in the Western. I've saw Tautangase Seta, and over here, Tautangase Pau Mboleka. I've seen a lot of zones, or a lot of families going out of their way to feed the homeless there in the street. It's not our duty, you will say. How can, you know, continue to feed them because they're always there? No, when you have the opportunity, when you have something a little bit more, when you have something a little bit extra that you have with you, there is an opportunity to be able to go out and reach out. They don't know you. They don't know about the church. And they also have a normal life. For you, maybe you don't have a meal today, you don't have a meal tomorrow. But for them, they're not even sure of their whole lifetime. They don't know where they're going to sleep the next day. They don't even know where the meal is going to come from. Yeah, we can have a scope of things that we can say. What are they doing on the street? You know, they're not supposed to be there in the first place. Yeah, we can have a mouthful to say that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change a thing, because they're there. Because, you know, the towns that you're in and the places that you're at. And I would like to acknowledge Gasite Maivalili in Brisbane. There was a clip that came on the Brisbane region about this, you know, mother and daughter on when they received that extra pack. You know, they were crying. And just thanking God for the moment of their need. So it can be a little thing to you or an extra pack, but it can be a very much needed food to a home or a household that hasn't had anything to eat for the whole week. And that's why I would like to encourage you as End Time Finances today, before we go through the Holy Communion, there's two things that we are sitting on. One, you're sitting on your list that you are far away from the normal. Bills overtaking you, like you don't know what to do. You actually are stressed out. You're sitting there like you're serving God, but your mind is not really here. Like you're not here. And that's what we want to, you know, highlight on and have it as part of Holy Communion today. And the second, for some of us that you have, you can hear from God and you have the ability to be able to share or to give out there and to forget about self or forget about you for a minute or for a day and not think of somebody else. And I just want to share a few testimonies that I wrote down. When the school started, I didn't come to work for the whole period. In actual fact, I thank God. Maybe for me, he allowed COVID so I can spend more time with my children, more time with my grandchildren. So it was a good moment at home, a family quality time, like a normal mother and a normal grandmother. So I dread the day that I was coming back to the office. But when school started, and I said to myself, okay, when school started, I'll go back to the office, which I did. First day, yeah, it was okay. But I was coming in very early in the morning to try and come and clear the backlog that I have on my desk. And this particular morning, I will never forget, it was raining. There was on a Tuesday morning, about a little bit after 7, we were in the office and with the two ladies. So I knew the school had started. I didn't come, and I just came in generally. I said, okay, you know, man, the children are back in school, and now I'm back in the office. So that was it. And I went back to my desk, and I sat. As I was sitting in my office, the security came upstairs, and I saw him talking to one of the ladies. And she came in, and she said, oh, there's a particular lady who wants to see you. And I said, you know, at this point in time, I have a lot. I don't know where to start. I'm looking at my desk. But if it's really, really urgent that she wants to see me, then I will allow it, but not that long. So she went and she came in with this lady. This lady, thank you, Auntie Sariana. You may be logging in as well this morning. She doesn't belong to church. She doesn't belong to New Methodist. But she came. She stood there and she said, I'll only take 2 minutes of your time. I said, that's fine. Sorry, because I just came back to work and I have quite a fair bit to clear. So she sat down and she had this envelope. And she said, we were talking with my husband way back, about, I think, a year back. They were trying to sell something. And she said, in my heart, I felt that when that thing is going to be processed and go through, I would like to bring my tithe to you. And it didn't happen. And then she said, but it happened now. And out of all this time, then it happened. And I'm bringing that that tithe, or I'm bringing this envelope to you. And with my prayer request at the back, and I look at the prayer request and said, okay, we pray over your prayer request. So we prayed. We laid hands on the envelope and we shared a bit. And thank you, Auntie Sarah, for that money, for blessing my life and blessing my heart. You know, in just coming in, it's like a breath of fresh air for me, because you don't belong in church. So you come in and you actually share out of the norm. So when she left, I stood up and I came to the two ladies to the front and I said, you know, I'm really blessed with that woman who came in and walked in this morning. And I'm really glad, you know, that I've allowed her to meet me this morning. And then she said, as she was sharing, she said, I didn't want to call you. I didn't want to call anybody to say that I was coming. I just want to come. And she said, about 7 o'clock, I'm standing at the gate out there, just waiting for the opportunity, just a little gap for me to come and see you. And after she left the envelope, I look at the envelope and it says tithe and coffee money. And I was sharing with the two ladies, the Lord just burdened my heart on what to do with that money, to use it for the ministry welfare, because we have a few people that come and help in his office, come and help in our office. They do a lot of work. They have family. They have children. And the thought just came that I will use that money to sort of help them with their shopping, help them with their children to go back to school. So at that instant, I just said, within our conversation, said, oh, the Holy Spirit has burdened me to do something. So I came and I, you know, started sharing it amongst them on what to do with their children. One of them just burst out crying. And then she said, I've got 5 children actually standing at the seawall. With no school and also no uniform, no shoes. They're actually standing at the seawall just praying. I'm sharing this because sometimes we, You know, we always think that we can fix things. I need you to let go. When we have Holy Communion today, I need you to let go. There are certain things you know with the strength of your mind that you can fix. But there are certain things you know in your heart you cannot fix. Those are the things that you have to learn today to let go. Because only God can do that. Mm-hmm. And you need to allow God. And God will not come and overtake you to do things for you. Not until you release it to Him. So today will be the day for you to release for Him to be able to do that for you. And that particular day when I was going home with Gasilev and I was burdened with the leftover money, I was burdened because we have one of our senior pastors that helps out a lot. Drive for the My TV, drive for the ministry, do runs for our family, do runs. He's very helpful. Thank you, Tanga Sisoa and Auntie Vanna, and thank you, Talitha, for doing that. So we went to Extra and the supermarket in Flagstaff, doing shopping, and I was telling him, okay, I'll clear something for My TV. So we cleared some groceries for My TV, tea, coffee, milk, and all this kind of stuff, and toilet paper. I told the staff, okay, you can take this back. It was in the afternoon. So I look at my husband and said, I'm really burdened with this money for us to shop for this family. So we did. And then we called him to come and pick. When he came and pick, and actually when I was paying and opened my wallet, I only have $100 bill in there. And I said, okay, that should be enough for us. So after he left, then I received a phone call from my son. He said, his son, my grandchild, he's got a very bad earache and he's just crying. And I said, okay, like very painful that he needs to see the doctor, or okay that it's okay until tomorrow morning. And said, very painful that he has to see the doctor. So we went to this coffee shop and we waited for them to come so we can go and see the doctor. We were on our way to the sewer private hospital. As we sat there to have coffee, we were blessed with having a leader from another denomination come in. And, you know, he graced us. He came, spoke with Gasilevu. He had his entourage to come and have also dinner. So we were just having a cuppa. And we stood up because we rushed out to go to the hospital. And on our way, my husband turned to me and then he said, oh, we missed the opportunity to bless him. And I said, yeah, we missed. You should go back. So we came, we met my son and my grandson at Super Private Hospital. We walked in and we talked about it and they said, you need to go back and bless him because we don't want to go past the moment. Like what I said, you know, you may not have anything there with you, but when you have the desire to step out in faith, God is going to provide for you. I'm talking about the other half. One half, overwhelming, you don't know what to do, stress out, you're not listening. One, you're listening, you know you're getting there, but you have a little bit more and then extra that is out there. You can be end-time financer for you just to stand in the middle, you receive, and you give. So he turned and he said, okay, I'm going to go back. He dropped me off at the private hospital. He said, I'm going to go back because I really need to bless him. And I opened my wallet, and that is it. I gave the $100 bill to him, and he left. So we walked into the doctor with my grandson, Asani. I had his ear checked and everything. And in the process of it all, Elijah, my son, he said, okay, I would like to be checked as well. So I turned to the doctor and said, his folder is not there, but it's okay. I'll pay for both if he can also, you know, do whatever that he needs. So we had that. And after we finished, the doctor turned and he said, don't worry about the father. You just pay for the son. Okay, thank you. So we came out. When we came out, I'm talking about, you know, like being the end-time financer. You have things coming in and then you're forgetting about yourself. You're thinking about God. The opportunity that he's giving you to help somebody else, and, you know, you think of others. So we came to the counter. I knew fully well that I don't have anything else on me because I've gave the last $100. But I remember there was a change somebody gave me. There was a $20 flying in my bag. And I said, okay, you know, the consultancy is expensive. It's like $70 each. So when we stood there, I sent my daughter-in-law, and I know she's listening this morning, and Elijah and Natia, and I know you can remember this particular night. So she went to the counter and I said, Natia, just go and ask how much is it for the whole thing. So she went, and she stood there, she came back, she said, nothing. And I said, no, can't be nothing. So we all looked at the lady behind the reception desk, and we said, how much do we pay? And she looked at us, and she said, no, it's okay, nothing. It's all right, don't pay for anything. And I looked, so we came out. Like what I said, you know, I was peaceful with my heart. No, I mean, I was at peace knowing that I don't have anything, but I believe he's going to do something because you're there, you know, at that point in time. And the amazing thing about it, 2 or 3 weeks later, one of the regional night Monday training that we had, and I went home, it was really raining heavily and quite windy. I said that we were having our evening devotion, our family devotion on that particular Monday. So I checked my mobile. And there was this message, thank you, Auntie Serena. And she just said in the Viber, I heard about the testimony. I heard about the testimony of my coming that day. And then she said, I went to, there is a Lotus office right here at the Vuni'ivi Triangle next to Vodafone. And she said, I went there, then I asked them, and they seem to know you. And she said, because I always come in, you're busy, and I don't want to disturb you in the office. I've left something there for your coffee money and the tithe. You know, like, when you believe in this God, you also have your need, but you're believing in him. Hallelujah. And you're completely trusting him. Like that woman that is having all her children standing at the seawall, and like that family, maybe they're praying for their groceries, they don't have anything that has been going through their life for the first few months. And all that need, because you stand back and you allow that needs, because God has spoken to you. And God can be speaking to any individual that is willing to listen and hear him today. So don't close your ears. Grab that opportunity to be able to be the hand of God, the feet of God, the mouthpiece of God to somebody that is needing help right now. And I would like to encourage you, if you're logging in today, if you're listening in today, that, you know, God is out there. And as we stand on these two needs that we have, as we come before the Lord in Holy Communion, you ask God to lead you with your list, no matter in no sense of priorities, just write down your list and believe in whatever that you have written here, that God is going to breathe on it and guide you and lead you and ordain your steps. Look, with your own thought for you to try to fix that list, you cannot.
Hallelujah.
You need to step back and allow God to be the one to do it for you. And on the other hand, you need to love God more and love the people around you to be able to, you know, give the thing. Maybe you're needing it, but you're ready to give it for somebody else's benefit, for somebody else to receive, you know, something good that can take them for the day. And just last Friday, we went down. My husband was waiting in the car for us to go. As I was coming down the stairs, I saw this Taltal Gassi talking with Gassi Lebo. And when I looked, the Holy Spirit just talked to me and say, empty your wallet. Empty your wallet. And I said, okay. And I left my, because I sent one of the staff to take my case or my bag at the back seat. So I opened the front door to go in and sit, and the Holy Spirit said, empty your wallet. I got back out, I opened my bag at the back, took out my wallet, I emptied all my wallet, and I gave it to this senior pastor. I said, please go and give it to Randini to buy something for the family to help you with your home. I emptied all my wallet. And it's amazing. I was just reading it this morning. Thank you, Auntie Rosie. I didn't read your message yesterday. I just read it this morning. When I read the message this morning, Auntie Rosie said, you know, it's amazing. If only you know what transpired at home. Just this morning, on the Friday morning, before Talangasi came to work, one of our children called and said, there's no more sugar. And what we did, we just buy 1 kilo to be able to take us through for that particular morning, or take us through the day. And you never knew what we are going through at home. And after receiving that money that you gave Talangasi this afternoon, she said, not only we buy the little basic things for us to live on, you know, I really like what she shared this morning. She said, we managed to bless 7 other families, 6 pastors, including one that doesn't belong to New Methodist, another family. She said that finance or that little money that came in not only helped with our family, but it also helped with the 7 families. And that's what I'm talking about. You may be sitting on your need, but when you receive something, look around you and know that there is another soul, there is another person, there is another heart, there is another person crying out to God. And just to end, another testimony that I want to share with us this morning, it may be not really like happened just recently. We were in England and I went with my husband and we were having a New Year's service. So we were preparing for that night. And usually when we go to England, I take all my Fijian chambers, all my Fijian dresses, and gave it all to all the church members, to those that, you know, we have the same size, so they can go and do something about it. And it's always like a tradition for me. Every time I go up, I empty my suitcase and I'll come back with the basic whatever that I buy to bring back or whatever that I have on my body. So on that particular day, without knowing there's going to be a change of camp, we were in this hotel and I was, and I know he can remember that, writing all the names, rubber band, labeling. So the bed was actually filled up with my empty suitcases on the side, nothing else left. I just kept one outfit to take me back to Fiji or to bring me back home. So I look at him and I said, okay, we need to take this and give it to the people because it's New Year's Eve today. And just on that evening, then we received the message that it's changed. It's not going to be in the camp where we were at, but it's going to be in another camp in Gosport, all the way on the other side. They changed the place for worship. So we drove all the way, taking that all the clothes and gave it all out. And that particular evening, after our services, we sat, and I believe England, Europe, Talangasikoto may remember this night. And we were sitting, because usually on the last night or the last evening of our service, we sit together and have our meeting. And I was looking around and said, okay, are we ready for the meeting? And Talangasikoto came in and said, there's a lady sitting here. She doesn't belong to the church, but she wants to see you. And I said, okay, you just call her. I'll see her, and then we'll have our meeting. So she stood and she came. When she spoke, she said, do you know me? I hear the voice was so familiar to me, but I don't know her. And I said, your voice sounds familiar, but I cannot recognize you. And she said, I'm the lady that has been calling you for prayers for the last 2 to 3 years. We've always been on the phone praying. You're always praying for me all the way from Fiji. But today, I was working in London, and I saw this information that you people have changed your service, and you're bringing it to Gosport, because I'm not far from here. I'm about 5 minutes drive from here. And I said to myself, I'm going to come to the service to actually meet you in the physical. So we did, and he said, I just bought a home. My husband is not here because he's in the Navy. I would like for you people to come and pray for the house. So we went with my husband and Talangasikoto and another Taltala. So we went. As we walked in, oh, I really love this house. It's like a magazine home. You know, you have all those stuff, lounges. It's really beautiful. Like I said, you've got a very beautiful home. And it was a three-story. So we prayed. And after we prayed, we went on to the second level. She said, I want you to come up. So we went on to the second level. When we walked into the second level, it's like a walk-in wardrobe. She said, Randini, you can walk around and choose whatever you want. And I said, no, I won't do that. I can't do that. And she said, no, you need to. These are the clothes that I bought over the years, and I need you to choose. And I said, no, I will not. Whatever that you want to do, I need you to hear from the Holy Spirit and do exactly what he tells you to do, and not what I want, nothing to do with me. It has to be you, and make sure you hear right from God. So we came down, we were working in the kitchen, we were having our meal, and on our way out to go, I saw her coming down the staircase with two big suitcases. I looked at her and I said, what are those cases? And she said, you know, it's amazing. I am working in London. 5 years ago when I came here, I walk in this street. It's quite an expensive street. And I always wait when they have sale. So 5 years of working, whenever they have sale, I'll be looking at, you know, the cost of everything, like it's in the £300 or £400 or £500. That's not in my budget. So I'll wait until the clearance sale. And when that happened, for the last 5 years, I've been buying. A clothes that fit me, clothes that doesn't fit me, so I buy and I leave it there. And today, when you walk into my house, the Lord said, all those things that you were doing, you're actually doing it for this woman who is just coming into your house. So she came with the two suitcases. And my husband will remember. We went back to the hotel, and when we opened these suitcases, they're full of about 70 outfits with price tag or the tag. They're still on it, you know, from the shops in London. And I look at it, and I said to myself, you know, I wasn't asking for that. What I'm sharing this morning, it can be the little thing that you have, but because of your good heart to think of people around you, God has got other plans on what Gasile was sharing with us today. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never to harm you, to bring about the future that you hope for. It can be even the future that you don't hope for. It can be even the future that you think that you cannot have, but he hope it for you because he wants the best for you. I mean, I didn't need those 70 outfits. I wasn't anticipating that something is going to come that way, but because I gave all that I have, it's not because they need it, they don't need it, but I thought, you know, they will have a little bit of Fijian flair out there in England. So that thought of just giving, God gave me that 70, you know, not 7 and not 17, 70. And it's just amazing how he works. When I came, you know, I clothed myself, I clothed my children. Like, it's just overwhelming. So when you're sitting today, like what I said, we will go through the whole communion. When Gasilev is going to take us through, you will have the overwhelming fact that you cannot handle your bills and you're very stressed and you're hitting out on your wife or you're hitting out to the, you know, the weak people to vent out your frustration. And on the second, you're getting to be normal. You seem to be having more than enough on your table for you to have a meal. And you can, you know, through the Holy Spirit in you, you can look out and share the little that you have. You need to trust God that he's actually trusting you to be the end time financier. So I'll ask Gasilev to lead us with the Holy Communion today. Like what I said, when you do your Holy Communion, You need to believe with the things that we have shared with you today that he's going to fix that. It's not going to be overnight. It's a process, and you need to play your part as well.
Holy Communion is your covenant with God.
Hallelujah.
When you have a covenant with a covenant-keeping God,
amen.
I tell you, my friend, he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man
Hallelujah.
To change his mind. And as we partake the bread, then the wine, believe whatever you've written, whatever is in your heart, believe that this God
Hallelujah.
Can do it for you. The Bible says, faith pleases God.
Amen.
You want to please God?
Have faith.
Believe. Mm. You must believe. Nothing else can please God.
Amen.
It's your faith. So let us come together and partake together. And I'll ask Randini to pray for the bread. Hallelujah.
Let us pray and commit to the Lord this bread. Father, we come before you.
Yes.
This is the moment, oh Lord, the moment
yes,
of covenant
Lord.
With you. It's nothing to do with the church and nothing to do with
Lord
us,
oh
Father,
source
of this show. It's nothing Lord to do with any other human being and nothing to do with us, oh Lord. Father, we commit the lives of many that are logging in today through worship centers, through homes, through those of you, Father, those of the people that do not believe in you, not even know you. And also, Father, for those that are in need. Father, this is, oh Father, the reflection of your flesh for them, oh Father, to know because you died on the cross for them. And today, oh Father, you're going to allow miracles, signs, and wonders to be with them and breathe on it the breath of the living God. Father, and we pray and we receive that, oh Father, increase their faith and also sharpen their wisdom. As they eat today, they will know, Father, that they are part of you and they're making a covenant directly with you. Let us partake this bread.
After the dinner, he poured out the wine. And he said, this is my blood.
Hallelujah.
Represent my blood.
Yeah.
It's a new covenant.
From the foreshores. So we will meet you again next Sunday and make sure, take the time during the week to read your word and make sure you take it all to God and make sure you stand on the promises of God in His word. So from the studio here in Turaki, out to all over the world globally, For those of you that are tuning in today and took the time to listen in today, we pray blessings of your life in the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen.
God is in His Word. His Word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Whenever you believe in the Word of God,
you are believing in God Himself. He is the Word.
Hallelujah.
To vent out your frustration, and on the second, you are getting to be normal. You seem to be having more than enough on your table for you to have a meal, and you can through the Holy Spirit in you, you can look out and share the little that you have. You need to trust God that He's actually trusting you to be the end time financier. So I'll ask Kangasa Level 2 leaders with the Holy Communion today, like what I said, when you do your Holy Communion, you need to believe with the things that we have shared with you today that He's going to fix that. It's not going to be overnight. It's a process, and you need to play your part as well.
Holy Communion is your covenant with God.
Hallelujah.
When you have a covenant with a covenant-keeping God,
amen.
I tell you, my friend, He's not a man to lie, nor a son of man
Hallelujah.
To change His mind. And as we partake the bread, then the wine, believe whatever you've written, whatever is in your heart, believe that this God
Hallelujah.
Can do it for you. The Bible says, faith pleases God.
Amen.
You want to please God?
Faith.
Believe. Mm. You must believe. Nothing else can please God.
Amen.
It's your faith. So let us come together and partake together. And I'll ask Randini to pray for the bread. Hallelujah.
Let us pray and commit to the Lord this bread. Father, we come before you.
Yes.
This is the moment, O Lord, the moment of covenant with you. It's nothing to do with the church and nothing to do with us, O Father, the host of this show. It's nothing to do with any other human being and nothing to do with us, O Lord. Father, we commit the lives of many that are logging in today through worship centers, through homes, through those of you, Father, those of the people that do not believe in you, not even know you. And also, Father, for those that are in need. Father, this is, oh Father, the reflection of your flesh for them, oh Father, to know, because you died on the cross for them. And today, oh Father, you're going to allow miracles, signs, and wonders to be with them and breathe on it the breath of the living God. Father, and we pray and we receive that, oh Father, increase their faith and also sharpen their wisdom. As they eat today, they will know, Father, that they are part of you and they're making a covenant directly with you. Let us partake this bread.
After the dinner, he poured out the wine. And he said, this is my blood.
Hallelujah.
Represent my blood.
Yeah.
It's a new covenant.
guys from the Foreshores. So we will meet you again next Sunday, and make sure, take the time during the week to read your word, and make sure you take it all to God, and make sure you stand on the promises of God in His word. So from the studio here in Turaki, out to all over the world globally, for those of you that are tuning in today and took the time to listen in today, we pray blessings of your life in the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen.
God is in His word. His word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Whenever you believe in the word of God,
you are believing in God Himself. He is the word.
Hallelujah.